It was obviously good to get the win. I thought we finally like played as a team, which was good, making that like simple 5-10 foot pass. So we were a little bit more effective breaking out of our zone quickly and maintaining time in our offensive zone so that we got pucks to the net and obviously goals as well. So it was a good team effort, good team win, kind of a confidence boost after yesterday. So it was good.
Seems like one of the more cohesive games you guys have played this season. So what was the biggest kind of change you saw between last night and today?
Again, I'm going to go back to, like, we just played as a team. We weren't trying to be too individualistic. Yesterday was, I think, a little bit more physical for us, and we battled a little bit more physically. And today we used our speed a little bit more, what I would say team speed. So we supported the puck a little bit better and got down the ice a little bit more efficiently.
I was going to ask about Nadia, but do you have any sort of timeline on when she might
hopefully as soon as possible.
And then Andy Calderoni didn't have goals her first two seasons, has two this year. So what have you guys seen from her offensive game?
She's getting the puck to the net, and obviously like our other defenseman was there to screen today, which was huge. It's always good when you have like a 6'2" kid net front and kind of get in the goalie's eyes. So she's just been really good about, you know, walking the blue line quickly and getting quick shots to the net. And obviously this year it's gone in. Her first goal was, you know, like her jumping up in the offensive zone and just being there back door, whereas this one was more of a shot. So if she keeps doing that, we'll be successful.
And then in terms of goaltending, you guys have kind of split the week in the past 4 or 3 weeks. Is that something you want to continue to do, or is it waiting for someone to kind of step up?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky. We have two really awesome goaltenders. And, you know, like, obviously you guys see them in games, but they're just as competitive in practice as well. So that's obviously for the big boss to decide, but if it were up to me, yeah, they'd keep going back to back.
Two goals this season, none last season, the year before. So what do you think has changed in your offensive game to kind of help your team out?
I think just putting more pucks to the net, to having the forwards crash. I think that's the biggest thing that I've changed over the years, is just being able to shoot more and just drive the blue line to like find that open lane.
And emotionally, how has that felt for you to make that change in your game?
It's definitely better. It definitely helps the team create more offensive ability, which is really nice. So I think just continuing that over this season, getting more pucks on end, that'll just create more offense and make us create more goals and hopefully keep on getting a winning streak starting from today.
Yeah, speaking of a streak, you broke your losing streak. So can you speak to the importance of confidence this gives you going into more hockey's competition?
I think this is definitely, like, we're on the upward trend. I think going into next week and all the other weeks, like, we just need to find that feeling that we had today and just be able to recreate it in the next following games and just continue on that upward trend.
Thank you.